Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on istighfar. An Thawban radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha sarafa min salatihi istaghfar Allah thalathan wa qal, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalal wal ikram. Qila lil Auza'i wa huwa ahad rawatihi, kayfa al-istighfar? قال يقول استغفر الله استغفر الله رواه مسلم. هذا ثوبان رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to complete his salah, he would seek forgiveness 3 times and say, O Allah, you are peace and all peace is from you. So Rasulullah sallam used to finish his salah, he would read this dua, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. What it means, O Allah, you are peace and all peace is from you. Every type of peace that a person can get is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the absence of peace also, that also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want peace, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma anta salam, Allah, you are peace. Wa minka salam, and from you comes peace. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, you are the most blessed, O possessor of might and honor. Allah Pak, you are most blessed, you are the possessor of might, and you are the possessor of honor. This dua normally we read after namaz always. Allahumma anta salam, this is where it is coming from. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this after salah. He would say astaghfirullah 3 times, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read this dua, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. So it was asked to Auza'i. Auza'i is one of the narrators of this hadith, that how should one seek forgiveness? How should one seek forgiveness? So he replied, he should say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness from Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah. This is the meaning of Astaghfirullah, I implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukthiru an yaqula qabla mawtihi subhanallah wa bihamdihi astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he used to excessively say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. What it means? That glory be to Allah, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, wa bihamdihi, praise be to Him, astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness from Allah, wa atubu ilayh, and I turn to Him in repentance. So towards the ending of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say this in abundance. Now, ulama explain that when we look at the ibadat, for example, a person making ibadat throughout the night, towards the ending of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the ayat of the Quran, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Towards the ending of the night, at the time of sihri, the pious, the people of taqwa, what do? They make istighfar. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance towards the ending of the night. Like that, when we read salah, towards the ending of the salah, we see that last, one of the last duas that we read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira. Or some people read Allahumma ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li ustadi after the durud. This is what dua we read. So what we're doing is the end of the salat, we're asking for istighfar. And you look at fasting, when a person fasts, then one of the duas that he's taught before breaking the fast is Ya wasi al fadli ighfirli. Oh, the person that is most magnificent, vast as far as fazl is concerned, as far as grace is concerned, Oh Allah, forgive me. So towards the ending of the fast also, the person is asking for forgiveness. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us something else. Towards the ending of a person's life also, he should make a lot of istighfar. He should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean him, to purify him from all his sins, all his past sins. So this is also one teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we proceeding, as we progressing as far as our life is concerned, we should turn more and more in istighfar and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you find, when a person, the more cleaner a person's heart is, the more he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the more he is able to get from the nur and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of it of a glass, like a glass that is the nur and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is penetrating. When the glass is dirty, then light doesn't penetrate the glass. It becomes that light gets obstructed because of the dirt that's on the glass. So this heart also is like that shisha, is like that glass. When that heart is clean, then the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala penetrates the heart easily. So one of the ways to shine and clean this heart is by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama explain that the person, for starters, at least 100 times daily, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has written in the hadith, that 100 times daily he would make istighfar. So at least 100 times every day we should take our time and make istighfar. Simple istighfar. We don't know that long one that we did the other day, simple one that we did today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 3 times he would read this dua after salah. So we should take out one tasbih 100 times, morning and evening, astaghfirullah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his pardon. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.